Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hasty. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hasty. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shiley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Falk scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan bunts towards the mound. Hasty fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hasty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasty takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Mulligan moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Sullivan now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulligan scores. Collins moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to third for the out. Hooper moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sheely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Sheely moves to second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber bunts in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. There goes Sheely. The throw from Perkins and Sheely is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Mulligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. 1 out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. 1 out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-2 in the game. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Young. Mulligan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mulligan tags and scores. Collins tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-4 in the game. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.